This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tumotu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Generation Fusion. I'm your host Andrew, joined with my co-host Mum.
Hi there everybody.
Now, I'm just going to say it that 2 episodes from now, my voice might sound a bit different.
Yes.
Maybe, we don't know.
Well, we don't know, we'll see.
That because this is the second to last episode we record before I move to university, meaning that there will be at least a 7-week break before we start recording more episodes. But don't worry, we've got a 10-week stockpile of episodes.
Yes, we've been working very hard the last couple of weeks and we've been coming in and doing double episodes.
An hour every Friday, 2 episodes.
And doubling up to make sure that we had plenty on back order for
so
you guys.
So worst case scenario, I can't come home for mid-semester break. It'll get us to semester break.
Yes, so Andrew's going to have a semester break in about 6 weeks' time.
Mid-semester break.
And that's when the Nationals on. The Nationals is on then?
Yeah,
about April. So we won't be able to record that first week because we'll be in Wellington.
No,
and it's Easter, so we'll have to come in the second week. Maybe we might do a couple of – we'll see how we go.
Yeah, and so – yeah, 10, it'll be a while. We did have to plan this out because one of the options was do episodes in bulk or end Generation Fusion.
And we didn't want to finish with – well, we could have done them remotely.
That wasn't an option.
Because we didn't enjoy that over COVID. It didn't feel the same.
I forgot we did episodes over COVID.
Yeah, it just didn't feel quite the same. So we're going to stick to this format. I think we do quite well. I think we've got enough stockpiled for now. Yes.
And you may hear about the 2026 National Brass Band Championships by the time we're at the 2027 National Brass Band Championships.
Well, I think it might be one of those ones where we might record that and ask for that to be put on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it might be a special request because it would be a bit odd to give you guys an update of the 2026 Brass Band Nationals and we're in
2027.
So, yeah.
And
but
it's been almost an entire year since the –
yeah, so it's going to be a little bit different for us all, a little bit different.
But it almost didn't happen. We were almost going to be able to keep recording episodes because yes. I almost wasn't going to move down to Wellington.
Well, we did have a slight hiccup in the organisation aspect of going to Massey in Wellington.
From today, about a week ago, just over a week ago, so I moved down to Wellington the Tuesday after we record this, which is in like 3 days.
Yes. You were supposed to have been going down on the Sunday.
Which is in a day.
Yes. You were supposed to be moving into the halls of residence. But a week ago, you got an
email from the accommodation basically saying, we found mold in your hall. You're screwed.
Yep. You can't go.
They didn't say we're screwed. But
no, they said we'll be here for you.
And we have found alternatives, which was a Victoria Hall halfway across the city.
Well, you said alternatives. They just gave you one alternative.
No, they gave me a second alternative.
What was that?
Go out and find my own accommodation.
Oh, that's not an alternative.
That's what they suggested as an alternative.
So, as you can imagine, last weekend was Waitangi weekend. So, that's giving a bit of time placement for those. This was 6th of February.
That is Waitangi Day.
So,
but we found about it 2 days before Waitangi Day.
Yes. And so, Andrew had to get on the phone.
We were going to Wellington that weekend. Uncle and I were anyway, I think.
Well, we were.
Were we? No.
No, you weren't.
No, I wasn't.
No. So on the Wednesday night, you rang them up on the Thursday to see if you could go down to visit in the weekend.
Which would have been Friday. Would have
or asked. Even Saturday.
Yeah.
But they said, nah, Monday. Which I think is interesting because Victoria actually moved those students in.
That's probably why they could only do Mondays because they had moved them in by that point. Giving us a tour when they were moving in would have probably been a bit hectic.
Well, but it wasn't that much big, really.
It's a, what, 10-story building?
No, no, no. When you went in, they only took you to one floor.
Yes.
Which they'd set aside.
But I imagine the lobby and the common areas and the stairways would have been packed, and the elevators too.
Yeah, but they weren't moving in until the Sunday.
And also we wouldn't have been able to get a car park.
No, but they weren't moving until the Sunday, so you could have gone down Friday or Saturday. People would have, but that's beside the point. So they did offer you a room in Capital Hall.
Yep.
The main perk with that was it was the same price, but you got three meals a day.
Three catered meals a day, yes.
Downside, it wasn't your university.
And the other downside, it's a 15-minute walk, which you may not say is that bad, but I've exercise-induced migraines. 15-minute walk from the university. It's a roll of the dice to see what happens.
I actually think it was probably longer than 15 minutes. I think it was closer to 20, 25, maybe even half an hour.
Yeah. And the other alternative for that was buses.
But that would have been a two-bus transfer.
Yes.
And
it would have been faster to walk.
Yes, and whilst, again, you might say, well, that's not a big distance. This is Wellington we're talking about, where the weather's fairly unpredictable. And it just makes it such a longer day for a first-year student.
Yes.
So, I mean, if you'd lived in Wellington or if you lived out, you know, if you were used to
busing. If I lived in Wellington, I wouldn't need to stay in a hall. I'd stay at home.
But you would have stayed at home, but you would have caught the train in or the buses in. But you would have been used to doing that by then.
But I'm not a Wellingtonian.
No. So Andrew and his uncle went down to Wellington on Friday just to get an idea.
It's Saturday.
Basically.
Yeah, Monday.
Because Andrew had basically shut his brain down by then and said, I'm not going to university.
I didn't say that. I said I'm probably going to have to live in Palmerston North and commute every day.
And your uncle said not likely.
And you said actually it's not a bad idea.
So you went down on the Friday anyway, just to get your idea. We did look on Thursday night at accommodation, like studio apartments. We knew how much we'd budgeted because that's how much we were going to pay. So that put us in the price range. We wanted somewhere that was close to the university.
Yep.
We wanted somewhere potentially you could park your car.
Yep.
And so we went and had a look. And there were a lot of flats close to the city, which didn't have any off-street parking. But, I mean, again, we could have looked at renting a car park in a car parking building.
Yeah.
But, again, that's just a little bit too far away from the university. And so we ended up finding an area where it seemed the right spot, just around the corner from Massey.
Literally the next street over from the university.
So there were two apartment complexes close to each other.
Yes.
And Andrew booked us to go and see one of them on Saturday.
Yes.
You went down on Friday and you had a drive around and you went and had a look at those apartments, didn't you?
Yes.
And
had a gander.
Yep. And I think you worked out that the Cube, which is one of Mass University's.
The one that doesn't have mould.
Doesn't have mould, was on the same block.
Yes.
As your flat. So you were close to other university students. And it was just.
And it's almost the same walk plus maybe 3 minutes as I would have from my accommodation.
Yes. So it's in exactly this, almost the same spot as your original accommodation, just one block over.
Yeah.
So that was pretty good. So you came back on the Friday. So that was your one trip to Wellington.
Yes.
And then we all went down on Saturday.
We weren't going to, but Friday night, Uncle was like, just book, see if you can get a viewing.
Yes, get a viewing.
And then it was like, well, you know, Uncle and I probably would have made all the wrong decisions if you didn't come along with us.
Well, and I think I needed to come down and have a look too. But if I'm coming, it's such a long day, we needed to bring Stephen with us. So it was a family outing.
Yes, it was.
But it was really good to go down on Saturday and have a look for myself about where Capital Halls is. And I then was like, yeah, I completely agree with Andrew and his uncle. Location-wise, it's not ideal for Mass University. And again, my thing is, it's not your university.
Yeah.
It's Victoria. And whilst you'd be with students, you wouldn't be with Massey University students.
No.
And I think
but
it's...
But I probably would have been with a lot more people from Palmy.
Yeah. But I thought it was important that you were with the university that
Well, one thing that did happen on Saturday is we almost caused a diplomatic incident with the Wellingtonians. Apparently, they don't put the pressure pads just before the traffic lights. They put it on where the cyclists go.
I haven't got to that. Yes, so coming down on Saturday, Andrew was all, I know where we're going.
Well, I do know where we're going.
Or very, I'm pretty city swish.
Yes, because I have been there many times.
But we came around the corner and we stopped. And there was a car beside us that was stopped as well. And there were so many light changes and buses.
Every other road except for our road.
And nothing was moving on our road. And then Andrew said, oh, I might have to run a red light. And we were like, well, you might have to. And we watched another bus change. And then all of a sudden this man appeared. And he was.
I made sure the car was locked because I saw him walking up to us, and I was like, "That's never a good sign."
No, and then he started and I was like, "What is he going to take us through the traffic lights? You know, he's going to hold traffic up and he's going to gesture for us." No, he was telling Andrew, "Move your car forward
onto the bicycle,
onto the actual bicycle part, because that was where the traffic light sensor was." But the funny thing is that the car beside us wasn't close far enough either.
No.
So,
making fun of me, Mrs. spent an entire year in Wellington, but didn't work that one out yourself either.
Oh, I mean, I've never had that problem.
Yeah, I haven't either.
No.
I've been to Wellington more times than you in the past year than you have.
So as soon as we moved the car forward, there was one transition of lights and then bang, we were off.
Yes.
But, yeah, so we've found we went to the viewing. This is so different for both your uncle and I. It's so different to when we used to do flats. So viewings are where they make a booking and all these people turn up for it.
Yeah.
And you all go in. And we hadn't made a viewing for the second flat viewing.
Tried to, but it turns out we missed it because they put multiple properties in the same building up, but they don't all give them the same bookings.
No. But then she said, oh, well, you're here anyway, so we might as well take you through all of them. So we went to 204A, which was on the second floor, and the second one was 308. So the first one we went up to, went up the stairs, because you don't need the lift, it was just up the stairs and you're there, and it had its own private little foyer, which three other apartments.
Foyer, it's a private corridor, Mum. A foyer implies it's a dedicated room for entry. It's a corridor.
Yeah, but it's one that's got its own door.
Yes.
It's more than just a...
It's a private corridor.
It's a private corridor. And as soon as I walked in, I was like, yeah, this is fine, because I went back to when I was looking for
Didn't
flats.
Even notice the dead body, just thought it was fine.
I was like, yeah, it's got everything you need. It's got room for a bed, it's got a desk, it's got a shower, it's got a toilet, it's warm, it looks comfortable.
It's got a big concrete wall.
I thought compared to what I looked at when I was looking for flats, when I was looking in Palmerston North, this is a palace.
Well, that's Wellington and this is Palmerston North.
Well, it's also quite different, you know, where we were looking.
I've seen some of the flats in Palmy. I don't think it's changed that much.
No, but also, we then went up and looked at the other apartment, which was identical.
Which didn't have a foyer.
Didn't have a foyer. It was identical, but it was a mirror image, wasn't it?
Flipped, yeah.
Yeah.
The bathroom and the kitchen was flipped, but the actual room wasn't.
No. But you didn't like it as much, did you?
No.
Yeah. So it was an ideal
because
location.
Because it looked lived in. Like the person that was living there had their bag out and had a piano. I was like I know it's going to be empty by the time I get in. It was also other things, like the one I wanted is on the second floor and it has that extra layer of security.
Yeah.
You have to get through three doors before you're in my room.
Yeah. And you like that. So when we got home that night, and you filled in the application form, and that was quite a little – it was like a five-page application form where you
– I had to find references.
Had to find references, and you had to find – prove that you were going to be able to pay the bill and all of those things. And I think the thing that
– The proof was proving that uncle's a doctor.
Yeah, that's right, because he's a guarantee.
Guarantor.
But I think the interesting thing was was that a lot of the people there were surprised by the fact that it was a certain cost per week and then utilities was put on top.
There was rent and then there was utilities.
But I think they were used to rent because you always...
Well, you always assume that utilities is part of rent. Like, well, why else would you pay rent?
Well, no, rent, because whenever I've gone into a renting situation, you pay the rent and then you pay your own power bill and you pay your... everything else that comes into it. But they had a set utilities bill.
Yeah.
So, and I think that made it a little bit, well, not unattainable. I guess, I don't suppose the other people were just going to do it without any power. I don't know how they were going to do it. But I think I don't know, maybe they wanted to be able to choose how much power they paid and stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas it was just a set. This is how much it's going to be, this much per week.
Well, it's that for the hot water, and the internet. But I'm pretty. You have to organise your own power, so you do.
Yeah, yeah, no, but the internet is an extra cost per month.
Yeah.
Yep. So
it is $80 for unlimited though, unlimited fibre.
I know. So that's pretty good for a university student. So we were pretty impressed with that, and put in the application form. But then we had Sunday where we just, you know, chilled.
Uncle and I went out for our big drive.
We went out for your big drive. As and then on Monday, weekend. Andrew and his uncle went back to Wellington.
In hopes of sneaking into the property manager's office and convincing her that we are really good tenants.
But also on the other chance, we just had to go down and visit Capital Hall because at this stage we still didn't know.
No, we were thinking if anything, probably have to go and live at Capital Hall for at least 2 weeks.
Yes, yeah, so it was like, so we'd have to do that, but at least go and have a look. So I think as you were driving down, was it about 9 o'clock, you got the phone call to say that you were shortlisted?
No, it was an email.
An email, say you were shortlisted.
Yeah, we had literally reached the 100 sign going from the expressway to the Transmission Gully motorway, yep. And I saw the email.
Yeah, and so then you had to wait and find out. And
all day.
All day.
I was hoping, hey, maybe it's a good sign I was shortlisted, or it's the thing they do for everyone where they shortlist everyone.
And then they wait for your references to come in and things like that.
Yeah.
So, and then you found out. About what time did you find out?
Exact same place on the expressway, funnily enough. Just heading back to Palmy, I got a call.
To say that you'd been shortlisted. And they offered
No, that
you,
I got it.
That you'd got it, that's right. And you'd been offered either one.
Yeah, I could choose.
You could choose.
Yes.
So you chose the one that you liked, which was 204.
A. Yes.
Which was very cool. So finally, but the only downside is that instead of you were going to be moving in this Sunday...
Moving in on Friday. But I'm going down and living in a motel on Tuesday.
And Wednesday and Thursday. Because orientation week's such an important week for your first week at university. It's the week where you get to know everything is. You get to connect in. It starts to feel less unfamiliar, a little bit more familiar as you start to get to know what things are happening. So I thought that was pretty important for you to go to that. And I said, I'll pay for you to go into a motel.
Yeah.
So you'll go down on Tuesday.
But there was a period of time I was going to move to Wellington without a house and without money. That's another thing that almost happened.
Yeah. So that was a big drama. We've got it sorted now.
I know all the greats have spent a period of their life homeless, living out of their cars, like William Shatner, Brandon Farris. But I was like, mate, I was hoping they would wait until after university.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, it was a fairly stressful
4 days.
4 days.
Yeah.
And it's really good that you've got that. And I think it's a great little flat, studio flat. It's got a washing machine, clothes dryer.
Uncle's convinced and. 9 months, we're going to go look for a bigger one. Maybe, but also...
If you like it, you stay. It's got everything.
Another reason I like it is because with the halls, in the back of my mind, it's been, I'm going to move in, and the end of the year is going to come, and I'm going to have to move out and find a flat anyway.
Yes.
Whereas now it's like, well, I've got a place that I don't have to worry about moving for a year.
Yep.
And then I could probably renew the lease for another year.
Yeah.
So I've got a place to, well, call home.
That's right. And I mean, you know, it's great. As I said, it's got the washing machine, clothes dryer, it's got a dishwasher.
Washer, dryer.
It's got all the things that you need, you know, your shower, toilet. Well, of course you're going to have in New Zealand, of course you have a shower and a toilet. But, yeah, so that was a little stressful though, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
They come with mailboxes in the entry area.
Yeah, I don't know what
I'm going to keep sending my mail and everything to our house, but.
I don't know. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not terribly sure
well,
what.
Well, actually, I send everything to 5 Keeling Street.
Yeah. So, yeah, so basically we can sort out what you need.
I'll let my doctor handle my packages.
That does not sound great.
Yeah, I realised after I said it. He's my uncle as well. It's fine.
Yeah. So I'm glad we've got that all sorted. So, yes, Andrew's on his starts off on his big adventure. Not quite.
It didn't go as smoothly as we were hoped.
Yep.
And it was going smooth when
it was
I expected.
Too smooth.
When everything was settled and I was just waiting to move in.
Yep. And it just went. But now, I mean, we're getting there. We're pretty good. We're on track. We'll get you sorted out.
I do wish that they had found the mould earlier.
Yeah, so do I. Oh, but also the other thing is because we were like, you want to take your car because of all this stuff.
I had a car park. Paid for a car park.
Yep. But luckily, this apartment has.
The other apartment across the road that is also owned by the same company.
Yeah, have car parks. So.
Yes. And I had a feeling this was going to happen because I never went on any of the tours of the accommodation.
Oh.
By the time all the stuff at the university was done during those open days,
yeah.
I was like, they have a map of it online. It's fine.
All right, yeah.
And that's why, you know.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool.
Yes, and that brings us to the end of our second to last episode of this season. This season of Generation Fusion has taken 4 years.
Well, you make it sound like we're coming to an end. Don't do that. We're not coming to an end.
Of this season.
Well, yeah, but we don't really cover it in seasons.
We're coming back with season two in a few weeks.
Oh, well, we'll see.
Well, for you guys, there won't be much of a change, hopefully.
No.
No. I've been going with seasons the years, so we're actually up to season four.
Okay.
Season five. We'll see you. Is there anything you need to say, Mum? Because you're always like, let me know when we're ending so I can.
Well, you didn't give me any cues leading up. That's why I was slowing down. I'm waiting for you to go. Yeah.
Was there anything you want to say?
No, I'm all good, thanks.
Okay, well, we'll see you all in the next episode. Bye. No, if you enjoyed this episode, you can go listen to others on npr.nz/shows/fusion, or you can go to Spotify and search up Generation Fusion, or the best option yet is go to Google and search up Generation Fusion and you'll find both. That also applies to Facebook and Instagram, but you can also do facebook.com/generationfusion or go onto Instagram and search @generation_fusion_NPR, and we'll see you all. Will we? No, I haven't finished that yet. You can also go to givealittle.co.nz/org/NPR and donate as little or as much as you feel like to keep us going. It's been a week. It's been 2 weeks since we recorded an episode because Waitangi got in the way. So we'll see you all next time. Bye-bye.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.